This is Grand Finale, co-host of the Drive Time Radio Show, and you are listening to WGXC Agra, 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
I'm Rob Saffer. I create and produce Overlooked, a show for underplayed and overlooked music of all kinds. I'm also a dedicated WGXC listener. I love the other music shows, the news, and the better weather is the best. Because I listen, I pledge. I'm a sustaining supporter. Because community radio matters now more than ever. Go to WGXC.org/donate and donate. Thank you.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, for me, thinking about why supporting WGXC matters, like, yeah, we're here to provide content that we hope you enjoy. I hope you come back for.
Yay.
But also, like, just getting in the studio sometimes and being able to make whatever it is we got to make, you know, and not being too concerned about it being perfect, but just being ourselves. I feel like that's therapeutic a lot of times on a Friday after a long week.
For less than 70 cents a day or $20 a month, you could become a WGXC monthly supporter.
Please donate to WGXC to keep Catskill Cabin Getaway and all the other fantastic shows going.
Sustaining support is charged monthly to your credit card or PayPal account at any level you choose. It's a tax-deductible charitable contribution and very easy to cancel at any time. So to make a recurring donation or to make a one-time gift, go to wgxc.org/donate, or you can call 518-697-7400. 518-697-7400.
Anyway, if you are listening, you appreciate having different voices on the air than you typically hear, having young people who have built the radio show literally from the content to the music to how we introduce everything about it. The sound engineering, the tech, every little bit of it is done by young people at the clubhouse.
WGXC has served Greene and Columbia counties in New York for over 11 years, and I'm one of the programmers who started with the creation of the station in 2011. Keep community radio in the community.
Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Jenny Getty of Red Hook, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
Good morning and welcome to the Hudson Cafe. This is Maria Manhattan, and boy, I'm so glad you could join me on this, what I would say is a beautiful summer day. And today, I have a treat for you. We're going to pay tribute to the villains among us. You know, I've been watching the January 6th hearings, as I'm sure many of you have, and I'm just struck at the concept of villain. And nobody does villain better than Broadway musicals. I mean, we've just seen some of the amazingly classic villains in our time, everyone from Sweeney Todd to Captain Hook, Mrs. Lovett to Miss Hannigan, on and on. So I thought today we would have a special original cast album day, as we do from time to time. I can hear some of you cheering, and then, of course, there are those groans out there. But I've got a fun show lined up for you. So let's begin our show with one of the best villains of all time. This is Fagin from the musical Oliver.
For what you are about to receive, may the Lord make you truly thankful.
Amen! Please, sir, I want some more.
What?
Please, sir, I want some more.
More?
Catch him!
Snatch him!
Hold him!
Scold him!
Pounce him, pounce him, pick him up and pounce him.
Wait! Before we put the boy to task, may I be so curious as to ask his name?
Oliver!
Oliver, Oliver, never before has a boy wanted more. Oliver, Oliver, won't ask for more when he knows what's in store. There's a dark, thin, winding stairway without any banister, which will throw him down and feed him on cockroaches served in a canister.
Oliver, Oliver,
what will he do when he's turned black and blue? He will curse the day somebody named him
Oliver.
Oliver, Oliver, never before has a boy wanted more. Oliver, Oliver,
he won't ask for more when he knows what's in store.
There's a sorted chimney, long overdue for a sweeping out, which will push him up, and one day next year with the rats he'll be creeping out.
Oliver, Oliver,
what will he do in this terrible stew? He will rue the day somebody named him
Oliver.
Murderesses of the Cook County Jail in their rendition of the Cell Block Tango.
Pop. Six. Squish. Uh-uh.
Cicero. Lip shift.
Pop. Six. Squish.
Uh-uh. Cicero. Lip shift.
Pop. Six. Squish.
Uh-uh. Cicero. Lip shift.
He had it coming. He had it coming. He only had himself.
I'd mix him a drink, we'd have dinner. Then I found out, single my ass. Not only was he married, well, he had six wives. One of them Mormons, you know. So that night when he came home, I mixed him his drink as usual. You know, some guys just can't hold their arsenic.
He had it coming, toxic. He had a hot
for dinner, and in storms my husband Wilbur in a jealous rage. You've been screwing the milkman, he said, and he kept saying, you've been screwing the milkman. Then he ran into my knife. He ran into my knife 10 times.
If you'd have been there, if you'd have seen it, I bet you would have done the same.
Meet Kara Shakinit. Osmonia korahirish lakum lepok tau ferie met en megle chok tamu fait. Den emiga shen arta klan vayuk. Nem tuto mek munia ku sam hojen tetem. Probal tamor in de shekin me mayerash nye den emerte tek meg.
But did you do it?
Uh-uh. Not guilty.
My sister Veronica and I did this double act, and my husband Charlie traveled around with us. For the last number in our act, we did these 20 acrobatic tricks in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Splits, spread eagles, flip-flops, backflips, one right after the other. Well, this one night we were in Cicero, the three of us, and we were in this hotel room boozing and having a few laughs, and we run out of ice. So I went out to get some. I come back, open the door. There's Veronica and Charlie. Doing number 17, the spread eagle. Well, I was in such a state of shock, I completely blacked out. I can't remember a thing. It wasn't until later, when I was washing the blood off my hands, I even knew they were dead. They had it coming!
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 He was a real artistic guy, sensitive, a painter, but he was always trying to find himself. He'd go out every night looking for himself, and on the way he found Ruth, Gladys, Rosemary, and Irving. I guess you can say we broke up because of artistic differences. He saw himself as alive, and I saw him dead.
The dirty bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum.
The dirty bum.
Artistic differences.
I bet you won't have won the same.
Oh, they had it coming. Yeah, that was the Cell Block Tango from Chicago. And that was Cheetah Rivera and the original company as the Six Merry Murderesses of the Cook County Jail. Oh, I just love that song. He ran into my knife 10 times. Well, one of the most delicious villains to show up in recent years is in the musical Hamilton, and that would be King George III. He steals the show with his message to his colonies. This is Jonathan Groff as King George.
The price of my love is not a price that you're willing to pay. You cry in your tea, which you hurl in the sea when you see me go by. Why so sad? Remember we made an arrangement when you went away. Now you're making me mad. Remember, despite our estrangement, I'm your man. You'll be back, soon you'll see. You remember you belong to me. You'll be back, time will tell. You remember that I served you well. Oceans rise, empires fall. We have seen each other through it all. And when push comes to shove, I will send a fully armed battalion to remind you of my love. Da 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 da. You say our love is draining and you can't go on. Subject, my sweet submissive subject, my loyal royal subject, forever and ever and ever. like before. I will fight the fight and win the war. For your love, for your praise, and I'll love you till my dying days. When you're gone, I'll go mad. So don't throw away this thing we heard. Cause when push comes to shove, I will kill your friends and family to remind you of my love. Da 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 da. Da 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 ya da 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 ya da 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 da.
Peter killed, and all the boys about to walk the plank. Ha, 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 ha! I'm the greatest villain of all time. Who is Bluebeard?
Nobody!
Who is Nero?
Nobody!
Who is Jack the Ripper?
Nobody!
Who's the swiniest swine in the world?
Captain Hook! Captain Hook!
Who's the dirtiest dog in this wonderful world?
Captain Hook! Captain Hook!
Captain of villainy, murder and loot. Eager to kill any who says that his hook isn't cute.
It's cute!
Who's the slimiest rat in the pack?
Captain Hook! Captain Hook!
Who's unlovable?
You.
Who's unlivable?
You.
Whose existence is quite unforgivable?
You.
Who would stoop to the cheapest and lowest of tricks in the book?
Tricks in the book!
Blimey,
slimy, Captain Hook!
All mortals envy me. Yet better perhaps for Hook to have had less ambition. Oh, fame! Fame, thou glittering bauble, in searching for thee, what fame have I not lost? No little children love me. I'm told they play at Peter Pan, and the strongest always chooses to be Peter. They force the baby to be Hook. The baby. That's where the canker gnaws. No! Bicarbonate of soda! No! Who's the swiniest?
Swiniest!
The doggiest?
Doggiest!
The slimiest?
Slimiest!
Who's the creepiest creep in the world?
Captain Hook! Captain Hook!
Who's dispensable?
You!
Reprehensible?
You!
Whose behavior is quite indefensible?
You!
Who's the crawlingest, cruelest, crummiest, crookedest crook?
Crookedest crook! What a prize, what a joy!
Mrs. Hook's little baby boy!
The scourge of the sea!
Just little old me!
Captain
Hook!
Hook! Hook!
Hook!
Hook! Hook!
Hook! Hook!
Hook!
Yes, Captain Hook, my favorite villain of all time. I think he was probably the first real villain that I became aware of when I was just a kid watching Mary Martin as Peter Pan. That was played by Cyril Richard. And, oh my word, I just love how he unabashedly chews the scenery in that role. Just brilliant. Well, now, from Into the Woods, it's the wolf encountering Red Riding Hood on her way to Grandma's house. Watch out for those lurking wolves.
Good day, young lady.
Good day, Mr. Wolf.
Mm.
that flesh, pink and plump. Hello, little girl. Tender and fresh, not one lump. Hello, little girl. This one's especially lush, delicious. Hello. Something fresh on the palate. Think of that scrumptious carnality twice in one day. There's no possible way to describe what you feel when you're talking to your meal.
Mother said not to stray. Still, I suppose a small delay. Granny might like a fresh bouquet. Goodbye, Mr. Wolf.
Goodbye, little girl. And hello.
I'm so sorry. I cut off the wolf's howl. You know, I'm broadcasting live once again from our Hudson studio, and that kind of means that anything can happen. Pre-recording was really lovely because you got to kind of fix things if you messed up. But here in live radio, it's just so exciting. Well, that was from Into the Woods, which is filled with villains and heroes. It's just a wonderful show. Next up, I have something that I am going to play. I recently attended this show called Urinetown at the McCadden Theater in Chatham. It's a wonderful summer theater right here in our area. I urge you to go. I go every summer, and I've seen some marvelous productions of Ragtime, South Pacific, Cabaret, and just recently Urinetown, which was hilarious. So I want to play Cladwell B. Cladwell. He was the evil president of the Urine Good Company. And he is the miserly money grubber who gleefully exploits the poor. This is his advice to his staff.
A little bunny in the meadow is nibbling grass without a care. He's so delightful as he hops for you. You say, "Hi, bunny," and he stops for you. You pull your trigger and he drops for you. Goodbye, Bunny Boo. Hello, Rabbit Stew. Get me, boys.
You tell him, boss.
Don't be the bunny. Don't be the stew. Don't be the dinner. You have better things to do. It ain't no joke. That's why it's funny. So take your cue. Don't be the bunny. Don't be the bunny.
Talking about people, not animals.
People are animals, Hope, dear.
Animals with huge incisors and big floppy feet?
Look closely. You'll see them. I do. I see them everywhere. A little bunny at a toll booth. He needs a measly 50 cents. Our little bunny didn't plan ahead. Poor bunny simply hasn't got the bread. He begs for mercy, but gets jail instead. Hasn't feathers in the air as the bunny gets the chair. See the moral, people.
Clear as day, boss.
Don't be the bunny. Don't be the dope. Don't be the loser, you're much better than that hope. You're born to power, you're in the money. Advice to you,
Henry the Bunny.
Don't be the bunny.
A little bunny in a toll booth.
You heard me.
But Daddy, bunnies don't drive cars.
Don't they?
No, actually I don't think they do.
Live long enough, Hope, dear. You see many things.
Even a daughter doubting her father?
A little bunny in a shoebox. He thinks he's found a brand new home. Oh, so snug and cozy on your closet floor. And then you open up your closet door. What's that bunny in my closet for? With a mallet and some clippers, you find out new bunny slippers. Grasp the message, staff.
Right behind your boss.
Don't be the bunny. Don't be the shoe.
You don't get stepped on.
Oh, the one who steps is you.
You're stepping up to where it's sunny. Step on the porch. Don't be the bunny. Don't be the bunny.
Don't be the bunny. You know, the thing about these villains is they get the best songs. They really have amazing songs like this one. This is Steve Martin from the movie version of Little Shop of Horrors. He loves being a dentist.
When I was younger, just a pair of years, my mama noticed funny things I did, like shooting puppies with a BB gun. I'd poison guppies when I was done. I'd find a pussycat, bash its head. That's when my mama said,
what did she say?
She said, my boy, I think so, babe.
Find a way to make your natural tendencies pay.
You'll be a dentist. You have a talent for causing pain.
Hey,
son, be a dentist. People will pay you. Be inhumane. Your temperament's wrong for priesthood. And teaching would suit you still less. Son, be a dentist. You'll be a success.
Here he is, folks, the leader of the class. Watch him suck up that gas. Oh my god. He's a dentist that he'll never ever be any good. Who wants that teeth done by the Marquis de Sade?
That hurts. Wait, I'm not numb.
Shut up. Open wide.
Steve Martin as the dentist. You're in the Hudson Cafe, and I'm Maria Manhattan, and we are having some fun today with the villains of Broadway. You know, since we've been entertained by so many real-life villains over the last 4 to 5 years, I thought we'd hear from some of the more fun ones. At any rate, I wanted to mention, here's a little plug, this weekend here in Hudson, down at the Riverfront Park, I'm going to be emceeing something called Hudson in Concert. It is free. It starts at 7 p.m. And there will be a 55-piece orchestra right there on the lawn down at the park. And they will be playing all kinds of music, music to celebrate our community. It's going to be a lot of fun. So bring a picnic, bring the kids. You're going to love it this Saturday night here in Hudson. Well, we are WGXC, creative community radio, radio for open ears, where we serve, of course, both sides of the mighty Hudson River and points much further afield. And we are having a bit of a fundraiser right now. We're keeping it kind of low profile, but nevertheless, we'd love for you to become a sustaining member if you aren't already. Do you know that we are completely solar operated? And that's because of you. That's because of the donations you have made in recent years. That's a wonderful accomplishment for a small community station. So your contributions are always put to good use. Give us a donation. Give us a ring if you would like. Let me see. I have the phone number somewhere. Yes, 518-697-7400. Or better yet, go to our webpage, wgxc.org/donate. And really, for very little money a month, you could be doing us an enormous favor, doing yourself an enormous favor, because you are the community. You benefit from this. Okay, well, let us get back to our tribute to villains. And the current show at the McCadden Theater in Chatham is the Cole Porter musical Kiss Me, Kate. And there are some great songs in that show, like Too Darn Hot, Another Opening, Another Show. And this piece, which is sung by two gangsters who are trying to pawn themselves off as Shakespearean actors.
Today in society go for classical poetry. So to win their hearts, one must quote with ease Aeschylus and Euripides. One must know Homer and, believe me, Bo, Sophocles, also Sappho. Unless you know Shelley and Keats and Pope, Dainty Debbies will call you a dope.
But the poet of them all,
who will start them simply raving,
is the poet people call
the part of Stratford-on-Avon. Brush up your Shakespeare, start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and no limit you will wow. Just declaim a few lines from Otello, and they'll think you're a hell of a fella.
If your blonde won't respond when you flatter her, tell her what Tony told Cleopatra.
If she fights when her clothes you are mussing,
what a clothes much ado about nothing.
Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all cow cow. Brush up your Shakespeare, start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow.
With the wife of the British ambassador, try a crack out at Troilus and Cressida.
If she says she won't buy it or take it, make her take it, what's more, as you like it. If she says your behavior is heinous, kick her right in the Coriolanus. Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all bow, bow. Brush up your Shakespeare, start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow. If you can't be a Hammond, do Hamlet. They will not give a damn or a damlet.
Just recite an occasional sonnet, and your lap will have honey upon it.
When your baby is pleading for pleasure,
let her sample your measure for measure. Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all kowtow.
Forsooth,
and they'll all kowtow.
Efface,
and they'll all kowtow. Brush up your Shakespeare, start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow.
Better
mention the Merchant of Venice. When her sweet pound of flesh you would menace. If her virtue at first she defends well, just remind her that all's well that ends well.
And if still she won't give you a bonus,
you know what Venus got from Adonis.
Woo!
Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all cow, cow.
Thinks thou?
And they'll all cow, cow.
As Bodkins,
and
they'll
all cow, cow. Brush up your Shakespeare. Start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow.
If your girl is a Washington Heights dream,
treat the kid to a Midsummer's Night's Dream. If she then wants an all by herself night,
let her rest every 11th or 12th night. If because of your heat she gets huffy,
simply play on and lay on McDuffy. Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all kowtow.
Forsooth!
And they'll all kowtow.
Thinks thou!
And they'll all kowtow. We trow, and they'll all kowtow.
Don't you see, Bloom? Darling Bloom, glorious Bloom. It's so simple. Step one, we find the worst play ever written. Step two, we hire the worst director in town. Step three, I raise $2 million.
Two?
Yes, one for me, one for you. There's a lot of little old ladies out there. Step four, we hire the worst actors in New York and open on Broadway. And before you can say step five, we close on Broadway. Take our $2 million and go to Rio.
Rio? Nah, that'd never work.
Oh, ye of little faith. What did Lewis say to Clark when everything looked bleak? What did Sir Edmund say to Tenzing as they struggled toward Everest Peak? What did Washington say to his troops as they crossed the Delaware? I'm sure you're well aware.
What'd they say?
We can do it. We can do it. We can do it, me and you. We can do it. We can do it. We can make our dreams come true. Everything you've ever wanted is just waiting to be had. Beautiful girls wearing nothing but pearls, caressing you, undressing you, and driving you mad. We can do it. We can do it. This is not the time to shirk. We can do it. You won't rue it. Say goodbye to Petty Clerk. Hi, producer. Yes, producer. I mean you, sir. Go berserk. We can do it. We can do it. And I know it's gonna work. What do you say, Bloom?
What do I say? Finally a chance to be a Broadway producer. What do I say? Finally a chance to make my dreams come true, sir. What do I say? What do I say? Here's what I say to you, sir. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. That's not me. I'm a loser. I'm a coward. I'm a chicken. Don't you see? When it comes to wooing women, there's a few things that I lack. Beautiful girls wearing nothing but pearls, chasing me, embracing me, I'd have an attack.
Why, you miserable, cowardly, wretched little caterpillar. Don't you ever want to become a butterfly? Don't you want to spread your wings and flap your way to glory? We can do it.
Mr. Viola,
we can do it.
Song. You've got me
we
wrong.
Can
I'm so long, I'm not as strong a person.
We can do it.
Mr. Viola,
we can do it.
Look. I'm not
drink
a crook.
Champagne,
I'm just a
schnook.
The
not
bottom line is that I'm
come on, Leo. Can't you see, oh?
You see Rio, I see Jay.
We can do it.
We can do it.
We can do it.
It's gonna fail.
We can
Did you recognize that scheming duo from The Producers? That was Max Bialystock and Leo Bloom, played, of course, by Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick. Well, we've heard from quite a few male villains, except, of course, for the murderesses from Chicago. But there are some fabulous female villains, female evildoers, like Gwen Verdon as the devil's assistant in Damn Yankees. Her job is to seduce baseball player Joe Hardy into a deal with the devil.
Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. And little man, little Lola wants you. Make up your mind to have no regrets. Recline yourself, resign yourself, you're through. I always get what I aim for, and your heart and soul. Don't you know you can't win? You're no exception to the rule. I'm irresistible, you fool. Give in. Give in. Give in. Hello, Joe.
Gwen Verdon. One of Disney's best villains is Ursula, the sea witch from The Little Mermaid. And she is played deliciously by Pat Carroll. Here she is offering Ariel, the mermaid, an opportunity to become human so that she may win the love of her prince. The number is called Poor Unfortunate Souls.
The only way to get what you want is to become a human yourself.
Can you do that?
My dear, sweet child, that's what I do. It's what I live for, to help unfortunate merfolk like yourself. Poor souls with no one else to turn to. I admit that in the past I've been a nasty. They weren't kidding when they called me, well, a witch. But you'll find that nowadays I've mended all my ways, repented, seen the light, and made a switch. True, yes. And I fortunately know a little magic. It's a talent that I always have possessed. And dear lady, please don't laugh. I use it on behalf of the miserable, lonely, and depressed. Pathetic. Poor, unfortunate souls in pain. In need. This one longing to be thinner, that one wants to get the girl, and do I help them? Yes, indeed. Those poor unfortunate souls, so sad, so true. They come flocking to my cauldron crying, spells, Ursula, please, and I help them. Yes, I do. Now it's happened once or twice. Someone couldn't pay the price, and I'm afraid I had to rake them across the goals. Yes, I've had the odd complaint, but on the whole, I've been a saint to those poor, unfortunate souls. Have we got a deal?
If I become human, I'll never be with my father or sisters again.
But you'll have your man. Life's full of tough choices, isn't it? Oh, and there is one more thing. We haven't discussed the subject of payment.
But I don't have...
I'm not asking much. Just a token, really, a trifle. What I want from you is your voice.
But without my voice, how can I...
You'll have your looks, your pretty face. And don't underestimate the importance of the body language. Ha! The men up there don't like a lot of blather. They think a girl who gossips is a bore. Yet on land it's much preferred for ladies not to say a word. And after all, dear, what is idle prattle for? Come on, they're not all that impressed with conversation. True gentlemen avoid it when they can. But they don't intrude and fawn on a lady who's withdrawn. It's she who holds her tongue who gets a man. Come on, you poor unfortunate soul. Go ahead, make your choice. I'm a very busy woman and I haven't got all day. It won't cost much, just your voice. Your poor unfortunate soul. It's sad, but true. If you want to cross a bridge, my sweet, you've got to pay the toll. Take a gulp and take a breath and go ahead and sign the scroll. Flotsam jetsam, now I've got her, boys. The boss is on a roll. This poor, unfortunate soul. Aluga, Savruga, come winds of the Caspian Sea. Rinsus, glossitis, et nax laryngitis, non voce to me.
I remember the way our sainted mother would sit and croon us her lullaby.
She'd say, kids,
there's a place that's like no other. You gotta get there before you die.
You don't get there by playing from the rule book.
No, you stack the aces.
You load the dice.
Mother dear, oh, we know you're down there listening. How can we follow your sweet advice? Two easy street, easy street, where you sleep till noon.
For 3 or 4 bucks, while she gets 4 bucks.
Oh, the little brat! It ain't fair, this here life is driving me nuts. While we get peanuts, she's living fat.
Maybe she holds the key, that little lady.
To getting 4 bucks.
Instead of less. Maybe we fix the game with something shady.
Rooster.
Give you one guess.
Yes! Easy Street! Easy Street! Annie is a key. Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir.
Marvelous Dorothy Loudon as Miss Hannigan from Annie, with her brother Rooster Hannigan and his paramour Lily St. Regis. They were plotting to steal Annie's newly acquired fortune, in case you didn't get that. Now, the one thing that really stands out to me listening to all this today is how flat out these numbers are. The villains seem to get those big, brassy numbers that just hit you between the eyes. And that's just a wonderful thing. We love that about Broadway. They pull no punches. So I have a couple more tunes for you. But I just wanted to thank you for listening today, for being part of the Hudson Cafe. Don't forget to become a sustaining member. Go to WGXC.org. We are always so pleased to welcome you aboard. Spread the love, spread the cheer. And I will see you next time. Right now, we're going to hear from Mary J. Blige, who was a fantastic Wicked Witch of the West in the musical, the TV version of the musical, The Wiz. So I'll be seeing you soon. Don't nobody bring me no bad news.
Which it please me do. Don't nobody bring me no bad news. Cause I wake up already negative and I wind up my fuse. So don't nobody bring me no bad news. Well, if we're gonna be buddies, you better bone up on the road. Don't nobody bring me no bad news. You can't be my best of friends.
we'll go out with Stepping to the Bad Side from Dreamgirls.
Change our tone, make the songs we sing our own.
Step into the bad side.